Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, August 4th, SummerSlam weekend. We are glad you are here. Thank you so much for joining us. Maggie just got back from the beach. How are you?
As you can tell.
Yeah.
I'm just a bit more tanner. Just there is an unwritten rule that the moment you get back from a beach vacation or, you know, going to the pool or whatever, you need to wear white. Because you need to brag to people that you were actually somewhere, yeah. You know, exposed to sun. Wore some protection, obviously, but we got lost on our way back. It was so funny. I texted Rob while I was laughing my ass off, because like we were traveling in, you know, small roads that lead to, you know, the highway. But like our driver was like, oh my God, look at the baby stork. He was right on top of, you know, a really old school street light. And we were like, oh my God, we missed the exit. So we drove around for an hour and a half trying to find our way back. And, you know, we were stopped by police officers and they were like, routine check, you know, license and registration and everything. Like it was fine. We were ready in about a minute and then we were on our way. And then we decided we need to go back. Like that's not working. We need to go back. And then the same police officers stop us again. And they were like, because they're not looking us in like in the face and they're like, license and registration. And we were like, hello. And they're like, oh, it's you again.
Jeez, that's crazy.
So we found our way back. It's okay. We're here. I'm back.
You made it. Well, Maggie, it's been a hell
of
a week.
Before we start talking, hi, guys. Please like the video, share the video. Please send us a super chat and or a humper chat because this show here is the official start of my all-in anxiety. So I knew that the moment I'm back from vacation, I'm going to start my anxiety for all in. So please help us support us by sending us your money.
Yeah.
So let's start. And Rob is going to, you know, tell me what happened this week in wrestling because I sure as hell have no idea what happened.
Yeah, it's been a busy week. So I don't know. I say it's been busy. It's been kind of quiet. It's been busy. Some great news for wrestling fans, in my opinion. AEW re-signed a bunch of people. They re-signed Adam Hangman Page, or Hangman Adam Page, depending however you want to say it. They re-signed the Young Bucks. They re-signed Kenny Omega. They re-signed the Dark Order. Sounds like they re-signed all three, or they signed Evil Uno, at least. And it sounds like John Silver, Alex Reynolds, for sure, the way Fightful reported it.
He was pissed that he didn't get a press release.
Yeah. And Kip Sabian was announced today as re-signing. So
I'm so happy for Kip.
Yeah, that's good. So got re-signings there. So the talk of are they going to WWE is officially over. And I think that's a good thing. Now, granted, I know we all wanted some dream matches to happen, but you can't have the Elite leave All Elite Wrestling. I mean, you just can't. It just can't happen. And do I want to see the Usos versus Young Bucks one day? Absolutely, I do. I do want to see that one day. Will it happen? Not for the next couple of years, at least. But it might not ever. But I think with the way, you never know. I mean, that's the thing with wrestling. You never say never. But Kenny Omega staying put. That was a big one because a lot of people speculated that he might go to Japan.
You did. You speculated about the Rumble.
Well, yeah.
I stopped talking to you for a minute.
Yeah, a minute. No. So, but it didn't come like I didn't start the speculation. Now let's cut me some slack here.
I don't care what other people say, Rob. I care what you say.
All right.
Jesus. Hi to everyone in the chat. Thank you, guys.
And we do have some super chats, so I'll get to those here shortly. So make sure you get those super chats in. But yeah, so good re-signings, in my opinion, which they needed. We needed those done. I think a lot of people are very curious to see when WWE is going to start re-signing people, because I know a lot of people are waiting in WWE to see these TV contracts, because that can go a long way with making others money. You know, so it'll be very interesting to see those are, because they have a lot of deals coming up in 2024. So very curious to see how that goes. But
I was really happy because I was sitting put at the beach. Okay, I was, you know, minding my own business, having some well-deserved break. You know, like, oh my God, the Elite signed, you know, they extended their contracts. And I'm like, that's, I really don't want to be that person to say that it's kind of a relief, but it kind of is. I love WWE. I will always do, because like I'm not, you know, per se in love with the way that things are handled backstage. We're going to talk about it afterwards, to an extent, but it's my first ever, you know, meeting with wrestling. You know, back in the day when it was WWF. So it's not, you never forget your first love. So that's how it is with WWE. And I will always root for these people, not for the company, you know, but like for the wrestlers.
Yeah.
Because like they're our favorites. And it's, you know, the dream matches will always be there. You know, Kenny Omega and AJ Styles, that's, you know, the one thing I will always want. And if it comes, if a day comes when we get to Kenny Omega versus AJ Styles, and it's in the caliber of The Undertaker and Goldberg, please no. Like, I don't want that ever. Like, neither of them are in their, you know, they're not getting any younger. Kenny Omega, I feel like he's in his prime. Like, he can put, you know, 6-7-star matches, whatever he wants to. And when he's in AEW, he gets to go to New Japan whenever he wants. So I, and we, like, all of us, which are Kenny Omega fans, know that Kenny Omega is home when he's in Japan. So this might actually work out for, you know, for the better. As for, you know, the Usos and the Young Bucks, this will always be there as well. Because I was kind of leaning towards the Usos. And then, oh my God, but like it's the Young Bucks. And look at all these matches and FTR and stuff. But like, it is the Usos. Because like the storytelling and everything. And then the Elite are in their own prime of storytelling. And BTE and everything, which... I haven't watched this week's BT, so I have to work on that. But this again, a sigh of relief, because I kind of feel like it's AEW is still their home. It's different with Cody. Cody was there, like he was there. He was born there. He like that's his home. Yeah, so it's a good thing. I can't wait. All in. Yes. Move on.
Yeah.
What's the next thing?
Well, yeah, and like we already talked about, like the other people they re-signed. So, you know, I was just going to add that Fightful Select added that negotiations started back as far as January. They're obviously, that was beginning of the year. So that was 8 months ago, 7 months ago. And there was a delay
because of the CM Punk return.
Yep. Yeah. So that's what I was going to say. So, I mean, we knew there was a little bit of a delay because of that. But the one thing that was really interesting is what the other report came out today is that Barry Bloom, their agent, who represents a lot of wrestlers,
Goldberg.
told the Young Bucks that their contracts is the highest guarantee rate ever for a tag team. Now, my question is, records are always meant to be broken. So, do you think there's a tag team out there right now that will break that record? And granted, we don't know what that amount is. So, I assume you're adding executive pay into that because they did keep their executive roles, whatever that entails. But,
yeah, we still have no idea what that means. Like, what do EVPs do, actually? Yeah. And what are their roles? And how does that work ever since CM Punk is back? Like, Kenny Omega did mention Collision on the mic. He said, we'll be back on Rampage and Dynamite. Heck, maybe even Collision ever alone.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's a good thing. I mean, I hope they get this all worked out. So we'll see. And I think it will. It'll get worked out. So that was the thing. But who do you think would be that tag team that would eventually get that pay?
I would like to say DIY, but it's probably going to be the Usos.
Okay.
Or are you speaking about AEW only?
No, it didn't matter to me.
Because it might as well be FTR.
Okay.
Because like I can see FTR going back to WWE.
Yeah, they just re-signed, so maybe in a couple of years, or they could
if
they get kept. So
in the future, I can see that because WWE are actually doing wonderful stuff with the tag team division for whatever reason.
Yeah, they lost a bit.
It's a wonderful thing, and that's what they wanted. Like they didn't want more money or anything. They wanted tag team wrestling, and there you go.
Yep. So the other news that we were going to talk about right now, Vince McMahon having spinal surgery last week. It was reported, or last week he had spinal surgery, and it came out this week that the same day that the Elite signed, I believe. Now, what's interesting about this is the last time this man had like major surgery, he was in court for the steroid trial. So now he has another surgery right after he gets served a subpoena. So yeah, this was him back in 19. What's that?
you have to tell me what that was all about, because like,
oh, the steroids trial back in
90- no, the subpoena.
Oh, like, gotcha. Oh god, sorry, I didn't know.
I wasn't at the beach for 20 years, Rob.
My bad. Anyway,
wish I were.
Yeah. Okay, so anyways, so he was served with the subpoena, basically a search warrant. No charges were filed. Basically, there was federal law enforcement agents executed a search warrant.
It's the beard, Rob. Please, yes, shave off the beard.
Okay, I'll do that. Basically, the law enforcement agents executed a search warrant that's the thing. They didn't really know what they were looking for, I believe. They never really said.
They had a warrant?
Yeah.
But they didn't know what they were searching for?
No, they did, but we don't necessarily know.
Okay, so, we don't know.
Yeah. It basically, from just what Vince said, he says that he'll beat the charges, or he's convinced he'll beat the charges, that he didn't know there was no wrongdoing. This happened, the search was executed on July 17th. He had the surgery on July 21st. So just kind of interesting that.
Yeah, but like, because like we talked about the surgery last week, and now like we get, you know, information that he was, you know.
Yeah, that's what I meant, that search warrant. I said that backwards. I realize now that he had the surgery. I meant he got the search warrant, so that's my fault. I got confused there. But anyways, just the timing of all this is just, it's like, okay, now we know why he did that last time with the steroid trial. He's going for that poor me look. This is the way I look at it. But maybe, I mean, who knows?
It can be, you know, the weird circumstances.
Yeah. Well, let me get to these super chats before I forget them. So, the first one. So, someday we'll get a pic of Rob at the beach. Someday.
You know you have to.
So the people that don't know is people wanted me to recreate the photo that Maggie had on Twitter this morning, which is this one.
Yes, thank you for showing my ass.
Well, hey, we need the clicks. And so let me, there we go. So there you go. I removed the thing. So there's yes, that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm going to exploit you. So there, love the show. Keep up the good work. I don't,
I know him. Now I have to yell at him for finding me. I usually keep my show a secret, and now I have to yell at the guy. He's Alexander.
Alexander. Hi, Alexander. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I will kick your ass on Sunday.
Okay. Sunday. Cool. And then our great friend, Chris, who I was going to talk about later, but I'll go ahead and bring it up. I'll bring it up again later, but he's doing something really cool. He's doing a raffle for people that don't... You pay for something for teachers that go to school supplies. You have a chance to win a raffle that you can win gift card to WWE Shop Zone, AEW Shop, just all kinds of cool things. I think it was WWE too. So I'll have to look at it again, but I have the picture saved, but we'll bring it up at the end of the show. But he's doing something really cool. He says, this super chat payment is for Maggie posting that picture. Everyone owes Maggie a big sack of human dollars. Her hair looks great today, too. Rob, let us know when you post your version of that pic.
It's my beach hair. It's what my natural hair is, obviously.
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
So... we go from that to, sorry, one second here. It's my first day. SummerSlam predictions. It's the party of the summer, Maggie. I almost called you Meg. Meg.
Never call me Meg.
No, I know. I didn't. I didn't mean to. So, yeah. So Maggie, SummerSlam is Saturday. When you this morning, you did not, or was it this morning already? You didn't know, or was that yesterday that you forgot it was tomorrow?
Every day, Rob. Like, okay. I come back. And like I watch Raw on my phone on a really, really, really shitty internet connection. And I'm like, oh, they're talking about SummerSlam as if it's this week. And I'm like, wait, it is this week.
that got me.
And I'm like, yeah, it's fine. And then like Rob is like, we're talking to each other and he's like, we're going to talk about, you know, SummerSlam predictions and everything. And I told him we're gonna talk about Becky and Trish, right? And he's like, "Yeah, it's you know, it's in the list." And I'm like, "I forgot it's this week because like Rob invited me to do am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, it'll be announced.
Rob invited me to do the AEW Collision post show that they're gonna do on Sunday because of. They're not going to do it on Saturday because of SummerSlam, of course. So they're going to do one on Sunday. And Rob invited me. And I'm like, why are you doing this, you know, the pre-show after, you know, the actual show? And Rob's like, well, they're doing SummerSlam post-show. And I'm like, fucking shit. I keep forgetting about SummerSlam. Because every year SummerSlam is, I'm watching SummerSlam live as I'm packing my bags for the beach.
Yeah.
But like this year, it's like it's one week later, and it's really, really weird. So let's talk about SummerSlam in Detroit, of all places.
Yep, Detroit, Rock City. Yeah. So tomorrow night, we got some great matches lined up, but we don't have a match lined up that's pissed off a lot of people, and rightfully so. We're going to go ahead and get into it. No Trish Stratus versus Becky Lynch, a match that has been set up for months. I mean, this match has more of a setup than any other match, and they're pulling this
a really shitty build, but a long one nonetheless.
Yeah, it's aggravating as it all can be. So it's.
What's the women's match for the show?
I don't understand it whatsoever. But I just don't understand why the hell they pulled it. And the fact that they're giving us a 1 hour pre-show. Give us all of these matches deserve to be on a, huh?
I always hated that. You know, yeah. The hour long pre-show, like what's the use?
Well, I know.
At least make the pre-show a women's match. Is it a women's match? Like they're not going to put Asuka on the pre-show. Yeah. They're not going to put Shayna Baszler and Ronda Rousey on the pre-show. They're not going to do that.
The Battle Royal could start on the pre-show. They've done that with Andre the Giant Battle Royal before.
They better, because it's pointless.
Well, and the thing is, so we already know one thing. We know that Logan Paul and Ricochet is going to open the show. Because Logan Paul is going,
though?
Yeah, because Logan Paul is going to his brother's fight in Texas. He's basically going, he's wrestling and then getting on a flight going straight down to Texas. So, yeah.
Okay.
So we know that.
Glad he's putting in the work.
Well, yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, but I was sunbathing. And then I see that people are really pissed off on the X or... Are we calling it X now?
I'm not yet. I'm calling it Twitter.
Because like, yeah, because like there, when you X something, it's still calling it a tweet.
There's only one X in my book and it's xvideos.com. Sorry, too soon. Are you really like shocked by me saying that? Let's go. Anyways.
I missed you so much, Rob. I know.
We have another super chat from our friend, Ricardo.
Ricardo, hi.
He says, hi, Rob and Maggie. Long time no see. Thank you. We are glad to see you back. And he has the...
Thank you for joining us. We haven't seen you for a while. Welcome
Randy
back.
Orton. Thumbnail.
Yes.
Can't do it nearly as well, but there you go.
It's really aggravating because I was... Because, like, they had that weird-ass match on Raw this Monday. Like, please start the match, and then it's a direct disqualification. I'm like, yeah, sure, okay. Like, let's get this match over with. But this didn't mean necessarily not have the match because, like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Because, like, how long has it ever since Trish attacked Becky after they lost the titles? When was that? Because, like, it kind of feels like a year ago.
Yeah.
I know it's not a year ago. I know.
Was it around Elimination Chamber?
I don't remember, Rob. When was Elimination Chamber?
Oh, geez. February.
I don't remember anymore. People in the chat, please.
February.
Yeah, okay. I believe you. Yeah. So it's the whole feud isn't for me. I was looking forward to the match, but like the build itself wasn't that good.
Mm-hmm.
Me not looking forward to the match doesn't mean that I'm ready for a SummerSlam without Becky, because what she did at last year's SummerSlam was pretty eventful. Her against Bianca, and then Bayley, Io, and Dakota Kai returning, and then Becky having Bianca's back. That's pretty significant, because I kind of want to say that it built towards a lot of stuff, but it really didn't, because Damage Control didn't end up being, you know, the unstoppable force that we all were hoping they would be.
Yeah.
They lost a lot. I love Io Shirai running around with that Money in the Bank briefcase. It really suits her. But Dakota Kai is hurt still, right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, she's out.
Yeah, she'll be out for a while.
Yeah, like Io, Sky's and Bailey's dynamic right now is really interesting, because I'm really interested in that way more than I am Becky and Trish. And Becky is my all-time idol. And Trish is, you know, one of the first women that I saw actually wrestle. So that's saying something about the whole situation. I was pissed off because I feel like everything they did up until now was a miss with me. And I was looking forward to the match because I knew that the match was going to deliver. And now it's not going to happen at all whatsoever. And I'm pretty bummed out about that. But pretty much so, because like this means that this will continue. And yeah. I really want both of them to move on to bigger and better things. Zoe Stark being paired with Trish is brilliant, because this will put Zoe Stark on the map. I feel like people would never, they would never care about her if it wasn't for Trish, which is really sad, because in the ring, she's one of the best on the roster right now. I was kind of sad that she never actually peaked in NXT and she got called out. But having her called up and paired with Trish is better. Like, that's fine. But
yeah.
Again, this match not happening. Like, I know we have two women's matches on the card already. It's never going to be enough. Up until the moment when we have a 50-50 split card, it's never going to be enough.
Correct.
I
agree.
Like, one all women's pay-per-view back in the 19th century, as it feels like, that's not going to cut it. Like, we're going to need another one. And I will never stop saying this. This was the best pay-per-view that WWE had. And was it 2018?
I believe so. Let's see here.
I don't remember. When was, guys, when was Revolution, Evolution? Like 2018.
WWE. Let's see. Oh shit.
It was such a brilliant pay-per-view. They put in the work. They showed that they can put asses in seats.
Oh, Evolution. I don't know.
Evolution, yeah, not Revolution.
Yeah, my bad. 2018.
2018, yeah, that's right. So yeah, let's actually start talking about the actual show. So you say that they were going to open with Logan Paul.
Yeah, they were, right? And I went with that one by accident here. But Logan Paul versus Ricochet.
Put the graphic back on. Look at Ricochet.
Ricochet has Ricochet is going to lose this match because Logan Paul has been losing his matches that he's been in, and they're finally going to give him a victory in a singles match, which is fine. It is.
Why does it always have to be at Ricochet's expense? Like, please explain this to me.
Because Ricochet is at that level where he's okay. Like, he can take the loss. He can. He's just one of those guys. That,
you know why? Because he never wins either way.
That's pretty much it. I mean, but people like him.
I'm going to be shocked if he wins here. Shocked.
What I'm hoping this leads to, this is what I'm hoping this leads to, and I've been hoping this for a long time. I'm hoping this sets Ricochet off and we finally somewhat get a heel turn. Like, he loses and this kind of sets him off and we get like a edgier, angrier Ricochet. And we see him go on a run. I would love that.
Sad because what you're saying is the only way people can get pushed is if they turn heel because they have no idea how to book baby faces. This is what you're saying right now.
Yeah. Welcome to the World Wrestling Federation, pretty much.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Logan Paul winning here. What's really frustrating is this probably is going to steal the show.
It could. I also, the thing is it's this card, to be honest, looking at the card, each match has a potential to steal the show, I think.
Yeah, but like everyone would boo Logan Paul, but like he's always gonna, because he's an entertainer.
Yeah,
he's the biggest entertainer on that card. Like everyone else is an actual wrestler. He's just an entertainer, and when people boo him, he's gonna wanna, you know, do some stuff that will make people go holy shit, and like that's his thing every time. Yep. That's just what he does.
So, let's move on to the next match here. We will go ahead and just do the Battle Royal. SummerSlam Battle Royal presented by Slim Jim. Snap into a Slim Jim.
Is this the reason why the match was postponed because of the Slim Jim Battle Royal? Was this it?
I'm wondering. I mean, they announced this, 2 weeks ago? But it wouldn't surprise me if this was one of the reasons.
They said that if Becky and Trish was on the card, it was going to be severely cut for time. And I'm like, what? This match?
Yeah.
Why not any other match?
That's a good point.
Did I stop talking?
Yeah, you froze. Welcome.
Son of a bitch. Okay. Welcome, so Matt. What I was saying is that they could have easily had the Battle Royal on the pre-show.
Yeah.
What's going to be the pre-show match? Is there going to be a pre-show?
No, there's not one. That's why I'm irritated. What? Well, yeah, and they're having a 1 hour pre-show, but no pre-show.
Yeah.
So we're gonna get to see the same Cody Rhodes preview match probably three times. We're gonna get the same Judgment Day preview probably three times. We're gonna get to see everything twice at least, and it's gonna drive me nuts.
I know it's gonna be.
In my opinion, that battle royal could start at 6:45 or 7:45, whatever time the show starts. But you know, it's just irritating as all hell. But
I know.
But who you got winning?
I don't know who's in there.
LA Knight and Sheamus have been announced.
LA Knight.
Yeah, and there's been a few other people added, I believe. Chad Gable.
Please give the man a win.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, that's who I'm going with, LA Knight as well. Let's move on to this match. The setup this Monday made a lot of people excited for this match. It was one of the best setups. Like, it was amazing. Ronda Rousey taking on Shayna Baszler. Hell of a setup for this match.
Yeah, the entire video package that they did, they actually got Shayna Baszler to cry.
Yeah, and like, Ronda showed emotion, and
which she never does, like, because like she's not that good.
So,
if this isn't Ronda's best match in WWE, might as well stop doing that.
Well, because I think sorry, go ahead.
Is she?
Well, I think the way it sounds, I think she's going to be done for a long time if she's not done for good.
Okay.
So,
whatever she decides, it's on her. Like, I will be good either way. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I wasn't entertained by Ronda Rousey in WWE. I'm just not. Because I was. Her second run was a bit iffy. And that's putting it mildly. This is me being a wonderful person because I'm relaxed, guys. I really am. So Shayna Baszler and Ronda Rousey being sparring partners and being actual friends for years and years. And them training together. This is actually one of the matches I'm looking forward to on SummerSlam. I'm not even kidding. I wish I were. It's weird. It's MMA rules match, and I kind of want Ronda Rousey to put Shayna Baszler over. I think that this is the right thing to do. If Ronda Rousey's taking a break, she should lose. If she wins, it's gonna be weird, like Christian Cage winning over Jungle Boy and him going away for a while.
Yeah.
Because that was weird as hell.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you like? Surely there can be no shenanigans in MMA rules match, right?
I would seriously hope not.
Yeah. What are you doing with your camera?
I accidentally hit my keyboard, so it just bounced on my laptop. So we're good. It's my first day.
I know. It's my internet connection's first day, so there you go. We're even. So yeah, Shayna, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm gonna get out my Ronda Rousey coffee mug. Yes, thank you. No, like, stop doing that. Like, no.
Yeah.
It's what, because has it ever happened before? Have I missed something? Except for last time. We will never, ever talk about last week's episode ever again, Rob.
Okay.
Like, ever.
Okay. But yeah, Ronda's going over in this match. Excuse me. Shayna is going over. Ronda's going to put Shayna over, is what I meant to say. Yeah, she's putting over her friend there. And I said yesterday on the prediction show with Stephanie Chase that I think the two are going to embrace after the match.
Are they? Like, I mean, they just started yelling at each other.
I think so. I think they're going to embrace because they showed so much emotion this past week. I think that's the plan. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before a lot of times, actually.
I would love that. But like, having in mind that they just started this, it's going to be a bit weird for me.
Yeah.
But like, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because like, women are allowed to be friends and not be catty at each other.
Yeah, they're allowed to. That is true.
Just FYI. Moving
yeah. On. Breaking. Yeah. We're breaking news here. Fightful Select has learned.
Women can be friends.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and go to. Let's go to this one. Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar.
Isn't this the main event?
It's one of the main event matches, probably. They're going to do that double main event stuff, but there's not really a reason, a particular reason why we need to go in order. So this whole show is always out of order, so why not, right?
This whole room is out of order.
You're out of order. I want the truth. You're out of order. You can't handle the truth. Anyways, Cody Rhodes, Brock Lesnar, they're best out of three.
I know it's going to be Cody, but just imagine. Just imagine if Brock Lesnar wins here.
Adrenaline in my soul. People are going to be pissed.
something. Oh, yeah. No.
My heart would go out to Steven Jensen, though.
I will hug him through Twitter or X or whatever you guys want to call it. Huh. But it's ridiculous. Why are we even here? Why is Cody not champion? Or like, it doesn't bother me as much as it used to. It still doesn't make any sense to me. I'm going to go with Cody Rhodes. My soul is going to be laughing eternally if it's Brock Lesnar.
Because you like but chaos.
I enjoy chaos, and like, you know this more than anyone. It's going to be freaking hilarious. I'm going to bitch and moan about it on next week if it does happen. But like, it's so funny. It is going to be Cody.
Yeah.
It's totally going to be Cody. What does Brock do after that?
That I don't know. That's what's very interesting. What does Brock do after this? No
idea. Also, what does Cody go after this? Because people keep saying that Bray Wyatt comes out and then they start feuding with each other.
Ugh, God. I don't know. I don't like it. I mean, I like Brock, I like Bray. I just don't know if I want the Bray that we've had recently. What I want is Bray in the Hawaiian shirt and the hat. That's the Bray Wyatt I want with Eric Rowan.
Do you think Eric Rowan goes back?
No. Well, I would love that, but I don't see it happening. So, I mean, that's what I would want. But if they're going to go to a Bray Wyatt feud, that's what I would want.
But do you think Bray Wyatt comes out and confronts Cody Rhodes?
If he does, it's after the match.
Yeah, after the match, after Cody won.
But I think they should save that for for the Raw at SummerSlam, after SummerSlam.
Why?
Because I'll be there. That's why. So, screw everybody else. It's all about me then. But
it's all about me.
Yeah.
So. I'm so happy for you. Way to go. Scoring the tickets.
Yeah, thank you. We got another super chat from our friend Ricardo. He says, after that match, put Shayna in the title picture. I agree with that. That'd be good.
Actually beating Ronda Rousey can actually be that. But why is Corey always right? It's kind of frustrating. So, yeah, actually, Gunther and Brock. But at the Rumble, or because like there's a lot of time.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like for Brock and Gunther?
Yeah.
No, you can go to it. Like you can go to it like right then. Let them just battle out for 2 or 3 months. But in a way, I don't know if you want to do that because he has that Intercontinental title for a couple more weeks or a couple more months, maybe.
I really, yeah.
Because they want that.
I actually want that at a bigger stage, you know, at a WrestleMania.
I would like to see Brock versus Gunther at WrestleMania is what I'd like.
Yeah.
That would be good. That's what I'd like. Anyways.
Yeah, sure as hell. Yeah, I have Cody Rhodes. I don't think that Bray Wyatt comes out at SummerSlam night or Raw. Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah, I agree with that. So we move on to, let's go ahead and get this match out of the way too. Asuka defending her title against Bianca Belair and Charlotte Flair. You know, this is
a really tough one. It's a really, really tough one because my brain will always say Charlotte. Because when Charlotte Flair is in a title match, she wins that title.
Usually, but you can tell within five minutes if she's going to win the match because of her. Like you can just tell if she's pissed. If she looks pissed, she's not winning because she gives this vibe off where she just. She can't really show, like, she can't hide her emotion, like, you know, from what I've seen.
I've never seen that.
It's there. Just look at it sometime. It's there. I've seen it. It's a scientific fact. It's not really.
The women are emotion?
I'm not saying women in general. I'm just saying that, like, Charlotte.
I'm just kidding.
Like,
it's fine.
Well, don't. Hey. Fightful's had a good week with interviews, so.
I know. It's. I had my vacation. You haven't had your vacation in ever. I know. It's gonna be fine. I have no idea who wins here. I really don't. I feel like they really want a heel Bianca versus a face Charlotte.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't know. Does Bianca, but like there's no way you can cheat in the three-way. It's not how it works. I don't know. I don't think they're gonna give it to Bianca. But the thing is,
the
champion is the least talked about person in this match.
Yeah.
I hate the fact that they always do this to Asuka.
Yeah.
She's going to drop that title. I'm almost sure about that. But, like, I have no idea. But I'm going to go with Charlotte. Charlotte. Yeah. Just because it's her.
I'm going... Yesterday... So, I was stuck. Because yesterday... I went two different directions because of like this match, but I think we actually get a cash in this match. I think Bianca wins, but I think Io cashes in right away.
And then she flips out.
Yes. And okay, that's possible. I think is what's going to happen.
But so, what about Asuka and Io, like an inevitable match?
Yeah, I think that'll happen too eventually. I just have a feeling. I don't know. So, but that's my prediction. I think the winner of this match is going to be Bianca, but I think the person walking out of SummerSlam will be none other than Io.
Do you know what I think? I feel like whenever Io cashes in, Bayley's going to cost her the match.
That I'm afraid of, and I hope that doesn't happen. Because this is the problem with us. This is what I said on the prediction show yesterday. It doesn't make sense. And that's, again, the problem. WWE making sense. If Bayley wants a shot at Io, she needs to let her win the title and then attack her. That way...
I know.
that's what you got to do.
You're expecting them to make sense, Rob.
That's exactly what Stephanie said to me.
That is so not how things work around here.
I know. That's what's frustrating. But yeah, so you're going with you went with Charlotte, and I'm going with Bianca, but I'm leaving with, or I have EO leaving with the title. Okay. So let's go to this match now. Gunther defending his Intercontinental title against Drew McIntyre. Now, if you want to know how hard Gunther can hit you, let me show you. Chris Van Vliet knows.
Oh my God, Chris! Christopher! Okay.
Yeah.
And that's from one? No, it's not.
I don't know. I hope that's from multiple. I hope.
Yeah, because like how?
Yeah. That was a tweet that Chris put out, I think, today. So.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Okay. So. I'm going to try not think about that photo. But like, okay. I'm afraid that they're going to put the title on Drew. And I really don't want to. I really want Gunther to hold that title at least until WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I want him to face Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. And I don't want it to be for the title, because why would Brock Lesnar want the IC title? It makes no sense.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like they're going to give it to Drew, but I will never root against Gunther. Except if he's facing Tyler Bate or Ilya Dragunov. We might actually see Ilya Dragunov debuting here and helping Gunther.
Yeah.
Is anyone banned from ringside?
Nope.
No, okay. They are gonna get banned from ringside. I'm sure of it.
Oh, like
they're gonna be. Yeah, they're gonna get banned. I was kind of hoping that when Drew McIntyre comes back, he's gonna be a heel. He's not. Obviously, because the heel Drew McIntyre is kind of better, I kind of want to say, because I miss heel Drew McIntyre. And again, I'm not talking about heel Drew McIntyre with Dolph Ziggler. That's not what I'm saying. I'm gonna go with Gunther, but I am scared.
Okay. It's going to be good, whatever happens. So I'm going to go with Gunther as well, because they want him to keep that title, obviously. They want him to break that record. So I think that's probably the easiest match to call, in my opinion. All right. So we go from that one to, I think we have covered everything, so we just have
Seth the main event. Rollins and Finn Balor.
We do. We'll go it. Well, I already clicked on this one, so let's just go ahead and get it out of the way. The Tribal Chief Roman Reigns taking on Jey Uso in a Tribal match.
Tribal combat
rules. Yeah, Tribal combat. I'm not really sure what Tribal combat means.
It means no DQ, Rob. Come on.
Is that what it is? I don't. Well, I figured it had to be something like that, but
yeah. You have no idea how much I want Jey Uso to be Roman here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It kind of always made sense for it to be Jey. But I know they're not. They're not going to do that. I'm kind of pissed off that they're not. But Roman can always get himself disqualified.
Yeah.
Here. Yeah,
that'd piss me off if he does that.
Yeah, I know, but like they've been pissing us off for 3 years now, so might as well.
Yeah.
What's one more?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's Roman, right? Like, it's gonna be Roman here. I'm really interested in the match because, like, the build has been one of my all-time favorites ever in WWE. The Bloodline thing deserves an Oscar in my eyes. Everyone involved, absolutely everyone involved. Paul Heyman is a genius. Ever since he aligned himself with Roman Reigns, he's been doing wonders for the guy. I don't think this ends here. Roman Reigns is going to win. We know that. It's it just, we're just going to see how. But I adore Jay saying that he already beat him. Like, he already pinned him once. Mm. He can do it again.
Yeah.
Again, I've said this before on the show. It kind of, now that some time has passed, it always made, like, a lot of things made sense, because Roman Reigns wasn't gonna, you know, collapse and, like, erupt instantly, like, because first of all, last year he lost a match. Mm-hmm. Then months later he got pinned, and then he's gonna lose the title, like, baby steps towards the end.
Yeah,
it's kind of better this way because there's an actual build, and he can feel himself slipping.
Yeah,
because him losing a match, that was a big deal for him, and he, like, lost his mind. Then him getting pinned. Now, like, the Bloodline is collapsing. I love this whole entire thing. It's one of my favorites. Who do you got?
I'm kind of just like you in this. I think the story would be amazing if Jay wins, but I think Roman's gonna win, because anytime I pick against Roman, he wins. If I pick Roman's gonna win. It's just,
yeah, it's really frustrating.
Yeah. I just don't think you can go with Jay, as much as I would like to see him win this match. I just can't see it happening yet. So,
do you remember that SummerSlam used to be Brock Lesnar's show?
Yep.
Yeah.
It used to be, that's for sure. So we go to our last match, the Seth Rollins defending his title against Mr. Finn Balor, aka Prince Devitt.
Look at that picture.
Yeah. Maggie, will Seth Rollins,
I think he will. I think he loses here. This is crap. But if he loses, then Damian Priest immediately needs to cash in on Finn Balor. Immediately. Because chaos.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for Seth Rollins to lose that title, and I have no idea why I'm seeing this match again. I know the match is going to be awesome because it's Seth and Finn. It's a recipe for a really wonderful time. I don't want to see this match again, and I know it's going to hump. I'm going to go with Seth.
Okay. So Seth Rollins.
Yeah, Seth Rollins and a failed cash-in.
Okay. Awesome. So a failed cash-in. Does Finn Balor cost him then? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Whew, this is tough. Because I already had the cash in with EO happening. I think what's going to happen is, I think it's going to be kind of like similar to what they've been kind of doing, where he just doesn't, he's about to like cash in, but he doesn't get to because Finn like hits him or does something where he doesn't get the cash in time or something happens. So, because yesterday on the show, I had them both cashing in, but I just can't see
WWE doing that. They love to do that. They love doing that.
Not both at the same time, do they? Like in the same event?
Well, no, but like. Yeah. Oh, no, wait, they do love doing that.
Yeah, so that's why I only.
So they might as well do it now.
Yeah, they should. Like, that's my thing. Do it. But oh well. So I would. This is, and that's what makes this really hard to decide on, but I think this is so damn tough, but I think Seth, I'm changing my mind. I keep going back and forth. I'm going with Finn Balor. Finn Balor wins and he leaves SummerSlam with the title. That way they can, there we go. Finn Balor wins. He leaves SummerSlam with the title. That's it. We're going that route.
So, but before SummerSlam, what happens on SmackDown today?
Tonight on SmackDown, they have an action-packed show. Believe it or not, actually, they haven't really talked much. What they're doing is they say the real chief.
A lot of video packages.
Yeah. Jey Uso is going to appear ahead of Tribal Combat against Roman Reigns, so he'll have a promo. Sheamus takes on LA Knight for the SummerSlam Battle Royal momentum. I don't know how you can have momentum for the Battle Royal, because isn't the Battle Royal everybody in the match at one time?
Look, Rob, again, is this your first day? Why are you demanding for sense? Why are you demanding for logic? Like, stop it.
I'm sorry.
You're setting yourself up for disaster, Rob.
Yeah, I know. That's the truth. I don't know. But hell with that, I guess.
Paul Heyman will present the history of the Tribal Combat, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
Because if it's just a no DQ match, I'm going to lose my shit.
Yeah. And you have Asuka, Bianca, and Charlotte. They're going to appear on SmackDown. The one thing that WWE.com had is they didn't really explain it well, so I don't know if they're... So this is what they put on WWE.com. They said, WWE Women's Champion Asuka faces her biggest test at SummerSlam when she defends her title in a triple threat match against Bianca and Charlotte. The three have been at each other's throats for the past month, with all three getting involved in each other's contest, with just one night to go before the biggest party of summer. Each of the three superstars will be preparing for their almighty clash. So my question is, if they're are they making it sound, which the way they wrote that makes me wonder, are they saying that each one's going to have their own match tonight?
It does.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Or it's WWE and they're going to pull off a good old fashioned can they coexist? And they're going to have
a six-woman
tag match.
Oh, God. That's more like it. That's what's best for business in Triple H's mind. Christ.
Come on.
I prefer each one have singles matches because I think... What? Huh?
Will you give me five for...
Oh, sorry. I was like... I thought you were trying to... What the hell? I went the wrong way. It's my first day. What the hell?
Jesus, Rob.
I'm losing it. I had it. I lost it.
Moving on. Can you talk about good things now? Do the Cooper Effect and we can move on.
Okay. Let's... Yeah. Cooper Effect. Jesus. So, the Cooper Effect this week, and I have the pictures here. It's really cool with what happened. In the video that they showed on Twitter, and I'll find the link later for people that want to see it, I'll tweet it out. But there was a well that was washed up on shore, and a lot of people helped get the whale back into the ocean, basically. A lot of people worked on it to get it in. They just did everything they could to just get that, to get it back in, and they just worked their ass off. There were dozens and dozens of people working on it, and they did it. And I don't know how long it took, because the video that they kept showing was all drone footage. And they eventually just got it like back in the water. It made it. People swam out to make sure it kept going. Like, there it is in the middle. You know, the thing is what this tells me is,
if people are willing, are you gonna make a horrible joke right now?
No, not at all. Okay. What this tells me is, like, people are willing to work together for an animal, which is great. Just imagine if people work together to help others. That's all I was gonna say, but you know, we always do Cooper effects on animals usually, or fish, or you know, and I just thought that was great. There's a video that I'll retweet it later, because I did not get the link. It's just awesome. I loved it seeing so many people get together to work on getting that whale back in to the water, and it's a good thing, because here at Coexisting, we like good stories. So, yeah, and I forgot to hit the damn video too. So, damn it. Forgot to do the Coexisting or the Cooper Effect video to start.
It's okay.
Well, you know, it's my first day, so.
It's fine.
Son of a. Yeah. But, yeah, there we go for that. Now we move on to something that, again, this set people off, Maggie.
What happened?
I assume because you were at the beach. I know you didn't leave the beach to go watch this documentary with Cody Rhodes.
Oh my God, I so did not. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I know.
I will at some point. I swear.
I know.
But like, what happened?
So it was a great documentary.
It was good, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was fantastic. It was a really good...
So why were people pissed off? Tell me.
Because your guy Triple H made a comment in regards to Cody Rhodes going back to the WWE. He said he commended Cody, because he said, this is an exact quote. He says to Cody to then take that gamble and say, this is not what I wanted to be. I didn't grow up dreaming of being a champion or the face of a secondary promotion. I wanted to be the WWE champion. So, of course, AEW fans.
This is what Cody said.
No, that's what Triple H said. Uh-huh. So Triple H said that. So Tony Khan responded in the interview with the Orlando Sentinel newspaper. And by all means, yes, Tony Khan's going to defend his news or going to defend his organization. My problem is not with Tony Khan at all. I don't have a problem with this at all. And my problem was
the fans, right?
Huh?
Your problem is with the fans, right?
Oh yeah, because the thing is in my opinion, where's the lie with what Triple H said? They are a secondary promotion, and that's not an insult, because guess what? That's actually a compliment. That company's been around less than 5 years.
Yeah.
And they're the number two promotion in the world. When you've had New Japan around for so many years, you've had Impact around for over 20 years. NWA has been around for longer than the WWE. So you have all these companies, and AEW is already number two. In my opinion, that's not an insult. But anyways, so what Tony Khan said that,
you know how Tony Khan is. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, most of the time, like, people need to take his phone away and his interview privileges away.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. He didn't say anything bad, in my opinion, either. But
no, he did not.
Of course, it set some people off. He says what he said in response to Triple H calling it a secondary promotion. He goes, "We certainly won't be the secondary promotion at All In. We're number one in the UK on TV. And with a record gate, I have a lot of respect for Cody. I know these weren't his words, to be fair, but we're not a secondary in a lot of markets. For the first time in a long time, WWE has been secondary in a lot of markets. I'm proud of where we're at, and we're not taking a backseat to nobody." So,
standing up for his own product.
Yeah, who the hell wouldn't stand up for their own company? And in my opinion, like, neither one of them said anything wrong. It's just
absolutely nothing wrong. Absolutely nothing wrong. Again, it's the fans who are blowing things out of proportion, like shocking, right?
Yeah. And I hate being this guy to show my age, but back in my day, most of these people making these comments weren't around for the Monday Night Wars that I tend to notice. But that's just
are
what
you
I've noticed.
High and mighty.
No, I'm just saying that
the Monday Night Wars.
No, what I'm saying is, I don't. If they thought this was bad, I wonder how they would have taken the Monday Night Wars, because
there was no Twitter back then.
Well, I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm glad there was no Twitter then. I wish there was no Twitter for this, but if there's no Twitter, I don't know a lot of you guys, so that there, you know, it's a. So I'm glad Twitter
win lose situation.
But yeah, so anyways, I don't think he said anything bad, but some people do.
He didn't. It's what everyone is allowed to defend their own product, their own baby or whatever, because like AEW is Tony Khan's baby. Again, a lot of times he goes further than he should.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, Triple H was, to me, he was always kind of, you know, the more grown-up professional person, you know, but like he's been in the business for a while now. He knows how, like, he's pretty much a businessman. Tony Khan was probably, you know, the one who talked more. It's so fun. It's fun, guys. It's a documentary, first of all. Second of all, exactly like Rob said, WWE has been around for how many years now? And AEW has been around for four or five or whatever. It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine. It does bug me, you know, the fact that you guys only count the United States numbers. This will never stop bugging me, because like there's this entire rest of the world who watches your product and you never count these people, like ever. Like this will ever forever be, you know, annoying. But it's okay, I suppose. Talking about All In. We finally got our All-In main event announced at Dynamite. What do you think about that?
I like it. I think it's going to be a great match.
For starters, what did you think about the entire segment?
I was surprised with the way it went. The one thing I'll say, it didn't go the way I thought it would, or it didn't get set up the way I thought it would.
Yeah,
that's the biggest thing. But I like it. I think it's going to be a great match. Let's see here. I think MJF's still going to leave Wembley with the title. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good segment. Adam Cole doing the way he hugged MJF, it obviously looked the same way he hugged Riddick with NXT. You know how he turned on Roderick Strong, and NXT was like very similar. So it kind of just gave me that vibe from.
Yeah, but like Roderick Strong lost his cool backstage. He started flipping out. Why did he start flipping out?
Well, that I think that was it because of the I saw somebody say
because he said that he loved him.
That's what it was, either that or I saw somebody say it was like the embrace. Yeah, so I guess yeah, it was probably the embrace, like those two embracing, I think probably is what did it. So we shall see. I think it's a ruse, is what I think it is. I think it's all planned.
I think so too. I'm so not buying this. It's actually really interesting. It truly is. They sold me a ticket about this because Adam Cole in MJF is on paper a wonderful main event. Is it a wonderful main event for the biggest wrestling show of the decade? No, it's not. But they're trying to make it one. And they will make it one. It's going to get really, really interesting in the next couple of weeks. I'm looking forward to it. But if MJF turns out to be the babyface in this entire storyline and Adam Cole turns heel, it's gonna make all the sense in the world for him not getting paired up with the Elite once he came back, because yeah. we kind of stopped asking this question after some time. It will make sense if he's a heel, but they do have that reality show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I trust the process and the process mainly because it's MJF, and I kind of feel like he has, you know, some say in a lot of stuff that goes on with his championship.
Yeah, are you saying storyline? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I kind of feel like he does.
I think, the one thing Tony Khan's always said is there's always discussion. Like, there's always, like, healthy discussion.
Sure.
And
sure.
People have their input, I guess. So, mm-hmm. I definitely think that's the case. And they know what direction they're going. So, I'm very curious to see what way this goes. MJF has been a better champion than I thought he would have been. So, I'll give him that.
Now he is.
I'm interested
in him as a champion, while the championship isn't, you know, what's the best thing in the storyline. That's the frustrating thing here, because mm-hmm. for a while I could care less about the AEW championship for a while now. And I was rooting for MJF to beat Moxley. And he did. Because Moxley cheated the first time. So, I'm kind of glad that it took that weird turn for me just to be really, really excited to watch this happening. And this being the main event, I'm gonna lose my voice. Okay? I'm just going to lose my entire voice.
Yeah.
But then at the main event, Rob.
Yeah.
Hikaru Shida beat Tony Storm. You know, how many people made the joke about Will Washington? How many people?
A lot.
A lot, right?
Yeah. It was a rib on him. He goes on vacation.
Come on. Like, he went to work for that company and immediately they gave her the championship, and she's the first, right? She's the first ever two-time champion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, she so deserves this, by the way. Second of all, the match was great. I love the fact that, is this the second ever Dynamite main event by women. The first one, oh no, it's the third one.
Yeah, I think second or third. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's the third one, because like first it was Thunder Rosa and Britt Baker and that death match thing that they had, the lights out match. Then it was Thunder Rosa and who in a steel cage match? Was it again Britt Baker?
I think it was Britt again.
Yeah. In a steel cage match, right?
Yeah. I think they've had more than three, because I thought Chris Statlander had one too.
A main event? A Dynamite main event?
I thought she did, but I could be wrong. Like I said,
it can be a Rampage.
Yeah, it might have been Rampage, I guess. I don't know.
Please, if I'm wrong, please in the chat, someone correct me if I'm wrong.
So something before I forget, WWE did confirm that the Tribal Rules match, no one can interfere.
Ooh. But like, so that's the only rule, right? Like what?
Well, that's the only thing that I see right now, but who knows? We'll have to see.
No one can interfere. No one can two people
interfere. Oh, yeah. Okay.
But I'm sorry. I had to. So it's we've been pretty vocal about, you know, our frustrations about the AEW women's division, right? Yeah. Do you think that this changes now in any way? Like, where do you go from here? Because like they had this entire thing with the Outcasts and the Originals, and then Jimmy Hayter got hurt, which is such bullshit, because like she won't be able to come back for Wembley. And I was so looking forward to seeing her compete. I'm so bummed out. But now Hikaru Shida has that championship back. Do you think that the Outcasts get more people to help them, so the Originals finally form? Like, was this supposed to be a blood and guts match?
Well, that's what everybody.
Men never supposed to get a blood and guts match, and they had one for the men just because Jamie Hayter was hurt. Because I don't know.
From what I recall hearing, I thought they were going to have two. One was going to be the men's, and one was going to be a women's. Like, they were going to have two blood and guts matches.
Mm-hmm. In the same night?
Yeah, that's the way it was set up. That's the way I took it and presumed it was going to be. I presumed it was going to go that way. And I think they just had to go a different route. I think, and Bonkers says it here in the chat, but I think we're going to see Saraya versus Shida for the title there, because it makes sense. You have the Outcast member,
right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense, because like people are going to lose their mind for her there, for Saraya. Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
Absolutely makes sense.
And AJ Lee is going to come out and cost her. I know. That would be the best.
Well, no, like she's supposed to join her.
I know, but come on, it would still be the best.
I know.
Either way,
I'm going to die if this happens. Like, imagine. No, like, don't do that. Don't give me hope.
I know. One thing I have always loved about wrestling is the daydream booking that you can do.
I know, and everything is possible, but like,
yeah.
Booking, like storytelling, fantasy booking and everything. This is a double-edged sword, because like you can have so much fun with that, but then you or the rest of the world, if they're introduced to that, they're going to be really pissed off if it doesn't happen. And
yeah,
it's going to be only their own fault. And true. Not WWE's fault and not AEW's fault and Ring of Honor and Impact and so on and so forth. It's only going to be our own fault because, like, we're the blame.
Yep.
Hi, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
We do have a super chat from... let me get here. We have another one from Chris.
It's me.
So happy for Sheeta. Also, Tony is a two-time champion. Yep.
That's yeah, cool. She is a two-time champion. Right.
Two-time.
So. Because they decided to count her reign as, yeah. I'm sorry for forgetting about Tony. I keep forgetting that they acknowledge her first title reign as an actual reign and not an interim title reign.
Yeah.
What?
No, I was agreeing with you.
Yeah.
But the Raw, maybe it's me, but Raw this past week seemed like a kind of
whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, for a go home show. What do you think?
I was pissed about the Becky and Trish thing. I really was. And obviously, me watching on a phone that glitches all the time, it certainly didn't help.
Oh, I didn't know you had phone problems. That's weird. Sorry. That was for folks at home. That was sarcasm. Sorry.
That was me, Rob.
Well, no, I was trying to be sarcastic. I know
you were being sarcastic. You're mean. I'm having phone issues.
I know
for like
that was
5 years now.
Yes, I know 5.
Jesus. Yes, thank you. Ha ha. Yeah. So Raw was, you know, I kind of forgot what happened. You know, NXT. I hope that NXT was better because Great American Bash was actually entertaining. It really was. Yeah, that main event, Jesus. But I'm sorry for saying this again, but I am interested in the Chase U storyline. I'm sorry, it's so goofy and stupid, and now there's drama. And drama. What are they going to do about it and everything? Tony D'Angelo and Stacks being tag team champions and getting... Oh, my God. It's... Like, I felt like a total doofus for not actually thinking about that myself. And I'm like, oh, my God, who are they going to get? And I'm like, oh, my God, it's like, of course, they fought over NXT's custody. Legato went back to NXT for a quick run-in to... land a helping hand. I love this so much. It was so wholesome. But the thing I adored was Ilya Dragunov getting his red contact lenses back. Like, that was
cool.
I appreciate that so much. And now I'm looking forward to see what happens next.
Yeah. So what do you think of, did you get to watch Collision last week?
I did. I have a bit of trouble remembering what happened because I was packing my bags as I was watching Collision. If you mention some of the matches,
you had FTR versus Cole and MJF.
Yeah, well, the match itself was absolutely amazing, but the storyline was the thing that mattered actually. Them shaking Adam Cole's hand and him, like this was the thing that, you know, that actually made me, and him sacrificing himself and then like, do it.
Yeah.
Do it. And him hugging him, like, that's.
Well, the ladder match between Andrade and Buddy, that was fantastic.
I told myself that I had to rewatch that because this was around the time where I spilled coffee on myself. So, yes, thank you for reminding me. I do have to go back and rewatch that. But I do remember, I spilled coffee on myself because of the match. So that's.
Because it was amazing. It was I liked it.
It truly was.
Amazing. Got those. They're crazy. You had the trios match, which it wasn't. I mean, we already know Do Vikingo. He's awesome. You had Action Andretti and Darius Martin take on the Guns and Juice Robinson. The cardboard cutout of
Oh my god, switch blades. Oh yes, thank you. Like, I popped so much for this, and I'm like, where is he? Oh yes,
yeah, that got me. That might have been one of my favorite parts of the whole show.
Oh yes. Yes.
And then of course you had CM Punk's promo with which was good. I thought that was good too.
Ricky,
so I thought it was a good show, and then Samoa Joe versus Gravity.
Yeah, but like, are we? Is he gonna defend that title against Ricky? He is, right?
I would think so.
Why? What are we doing here?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Like, is he? I feel like he's turning. He's on his way. Turning heel. Like the moment he starts talking about him being straight edge, and you know, doing the big ass, you know, black X on that championship. Like, what are we doing?
Well, he's promoting his Twitter account, I thought.
It's not the X Division Championship.
Yeah.
It's not that.
I lost it. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I
know that, you know, a part of me died, but then I remember that, sweetie, that's not the real title. You lost that.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, there's yeah, it was good. And then you had Mercedes Martinez versus Kiera Hogan.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a pretty good episode. But yeah, that was pretty much it. But now we'll go to our last Cooper effect here. Let me do this one right for once.
You know, I stopped breathing the moment you played a video because there's no.
Sorry, I don't mean to make you stop breathing.
It's fine. It's good, guys. We're gonna.
If she wasn't, I was.
God. Oh my god! I was like, I know it's Rob Van Dam, but like, what? Yes, please.
Oh yeah, his ECW music. Hell yeah.
Yeah, his ECW music. Okay. Yes, I was. Thank you for reminding me about that. Yeah. Hey, we guessed right about Rob Van Dam, so there you go. we had Zach from Love Wrestling on Coexisting After Dark. You really need to go and check this out because of the cat. Okay.
Yeah. Not for Zach, but the cat.
Of course, we adore Zach, but like, we adore animals a lot on this show. And like, his kitty.
Stole the show.
Yeah. He stole the show. We were playing with a lot of cats on vacation. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of miss them. They were like little kitties and everything. But again, please, guys, subscribe to Fightful Select. It's the easiest $5 that you're going to, you know, that you're never going to regret spending a month. A lot of accurate news, a lot of fun interviews like ours with Zach. So you believe me, you're going to appreciate that. He showed us his collections with collectibles and everything. Like, he also really, really knows what he's talking about. And you really want to, you know, listen to people who, you know, with beautiful minds, such as.
She froze. There she is. She's back.
So what did I say last?
You listen or something about beautiful people.
Yeah, all the beautiful people from Love Wrestling. I'm sorry, guys. This is really frustrating. I didn't freeze as much as I did last week. Okay. I'm good, right?
I'm good. You're good.
Is this the third time only?
Yeah, I think so. Third.
Yeah, for about 2 seconds. So I think I'm good. Yeah. So yes, please subscribe to Fightful Select. Support. This is one of the best ways to support us. Give it a listen. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and yeah, you know, he was awesome. Everybody at Love Wrestling has been just amazing. That's the one thing I'll say. Zach was great. That was the most that we've been able to talk. And I totally enjoyed everything about him. And we had a great time. And he's fun. And I definitely recommend checking it out. We had a great time. And I think you guys will like it. And support Love Wrestling, you know, so they do a really good job over there. And we have so many great people that they have on their staff that do shows. I mean, that's the thing that you have to be a good person to work there and or to at least be on. So that's
every Sunday they host a brunch stream on their YouTube channel. We did agree that at some point we will do a potato chip brunch. So we're going to eat potato chips on the mic like CM Punk did, you know, but like with his brownies and muffins and crap. So we are going to do that. But like we were going to do it this Sunday, but we are not. Like they pushed it back. So keep an eye on that, because like there's a lot of chips out there that you guys don't know about, and we're gonna share it, because like the love of chips, potato chips and crisps or whatever you guys want to call it. I'm hungry now, so let's move on so I can go.
All right, Maggie, tell everybody where they can find you.
Guys, you can follow me on X. at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Thank you for tuning in and supporting the show. Please, when you guys go back and watch the show not live, we understand, by the way. Please leave a comment under the video and leave a like on the video. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. What Maggie said, hit that like button for us. That goes a long ways. And thank you so much for tuning in, watching. Tomorrow we will have a SummerSlam pre-show. Maggie won't be able to make it because she's going to a wedding.
A wedding, like every August.
Who are you marrying?
It's not mine.
Aw, I'm sorry. I know you don't want to get married. Anyways.
Nobody's one.
But anyway, so Maggie won't be part of the pre-show, so the demographics will be down, but that's okay.
Tune in from the dance floor.
There you go. Anyways, tomorrow we'll do the pre-show, probably around 3 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Eastern. One of those two times. We'll announce it. Want to say thank you for joining us. You can follow me at Rob Wilkins on X. Otherwise, you can follow me on Instagram at Fightful Rob. I'm also on that Threads at Fightful Rob. And coming up in 23 minutes, you can watch our Coexisting After Dark with Zach from Love Wrestling. And then again, next Friday, we'll be right back here at 3 p.m. Eastern for Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. But before I go,
I promise to be more adequate next week.
There you go. Well, I've been trying to say the same thing for 2 years almost. So for me, but one thing I wanted to say again before we end the show, Chris Mueller, our good friend, is doing a raffle. Where you can win some great stuff. Basically, it's teachers across the country are working with limited resources and budgets. Every teacher spends money out of their own pocket for things their classroom and students need. Many teachers have created wish lists so you can help provide for their students. So this is what he's doing. He's going to raffle 3 items, first, second place, and third place. Winners can get different items. So what you have to do is just go onto Twitter. It's his pinned tweet, and just follow the instructions there, and you have a chance to win. There's good examples of what you just need to do. All of it goes to teachers that he knows. There's some great teachers. There's Georgia. She changed her username to Oh Gosh GA, I think. So a lot of people know her. And there's a couple other ones that I'm just not recalling right now, but Chris has an amazing heart, and this is something that's really cool that he's doing. He asked me if I wanted to do a calendar, and I didn't think that was a good idea. So, yeah, it was weird. I don't know.
With photos of you right on the beach.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we saw video of it earlier. Pictures. No, I'm kidding. Anyways,
stop
guys.
That.
Okay, that was guys, we want to say thank you. I hope you guys enjoy SummerSlam if you watch it. If you don't, I hope you enjoy Collision. If you don't watch that,
well, I don't know what you're doing here.
we're still glad you're here, though. So we hope you enjoy your time. We hope you enjoy your weekend. Enjoy SmackDown. We didn't do a Rampage preview because I forgot to put it in the damn script. And we didn't do a Collision preview because I forgot to put that in the damn script, too. So
yeah, as if we had time for that.
Yeah. Well, I had permission to go over today, and I just, we have permission to go over anytime, so that's nothing new. So, but what the hell? Anyways, guys, I want to say thank you very much, and Maggie, welcome back to home, and
yeah, David Busters, damn it.
I'm going to give you a pass this week.
Why? Why?
Because I missed you.
Okay, well, here.
Yeah, David Busters, damn it.
Fucking shit. Okay, so this time you're not. I quit the show. Bye.
Okay, hell of a run. See you guys. Peace out. It probably helps if I hit that damn button right. There we go. There we go. Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.